This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis and other governors are asking Washington to help states manage large influxes of migrants seeking asylum. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to President Biden and top congressional leaders, the Democratic governors urge Congress to quickly come to agreement on border security. They write that as political conflicts continue to delay negotiations, states and localities are bearing the brunt of the, quote, shortcomings of the existing immigration system, noting local governments have spent billions due to Congress's inaction. The letter comes less than a week after Denver's mayor and Colorado's congressional Democrats pushed for a spending package to address the border. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Sheriff's Department has teamed up with the Colorado Division of Motor Vehicles to help incarcerated people get driver's licenses and state IDs. The goal is to make it easier for people to find jobs and housing upon release. The pilot program, called DMV2Go, takes a mobile unit stocked with all the necessary items to issue an ID and sets up at places like county jails. The program also serves homeless shelters and soup kitchens around Colorado. The National Western Stock Show brought in more than 670,000 attendees this year. That makes it the 10th most attended event since the stock show began in 1906. The annual gathering wrapped up Sunday after a two-week run in Denver. This year's stock show was dogged by frigid temperatures and snow. The grand champion steer at the junior livestock auction was, appropriately, named Frosty. He sold to a Colorado construction company for $185,000. This is CPR News and KRCC. Join us tonight starting at 6 for live special coverage. We will bring you analysis and updates from the presidential primaries happening in New Hampshire tonight. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.